Welcome to Bitachon for Our Times with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ya'el Davidowitz. 7 criteria for Bitachon. Before we make a commitment of any significance to someone or something, we have certain criteria that must be met. So for instance, if we're giving a donation to tzedakah, we want to make sure that it's going to a legitimate cause. If we hire a babysitter, we have certain criteria before making that commitment. Is this person kind, capable, trustworthy? If we're dating in search of a spouse, we have criteria. What are this person's values? What are their midos and life aspirations? The criteria has to be met before we put our trust in donating our earnings, leaving our children in this person's care, or committing to a life partner. And the more significant the commitment, more confident we need to be that the necessary criteria is met. So we have dramatically higher levels of criteria when searching for a life partner than we do when hiring new cleaning help. The ideal highest level of bitachon is an absolute, complete, and total reliance, total trust in Hashem. Bitachon is a very tall order. Much bigger than any of those examples I listed before, much bigger than any donation of our money, hire, or even a commitment to a spouse. Bitachon in its highest form is the total commitment of our heart and our mind. And so, therefore, there's criteria that needs to be met. Chovos HaLevavos outlines the following 7 criteria necessary for one to achieve such total trust in any being. Here they are. Criteria number 1, love. The one we have bitachon in must love us completely and be compassionate. Criteria number 2, absolute attention. The one we have total reliance on must never be distracted. Criteria number 3, power. The one we have total trust in must be all-powerful with no limitations. Criteria number 4, all-knowing. The one we have bitachon in must really know what's best for us. Criteria number 5, continuous involvement. The one we completely rely on must be involved with us continuously, from the moment of our conception through our very last breath. Criteria number 6, total control. The one we have total trust in must have total control. There cannot be any force or person that can interfere with their will. And the final criteria number 7, always. The one we have bitachon in must be there for us, regardless of our merit or our mistakes. Clearly, these 7 criteria cannot be found in any human being and reside only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the coming days, we will explore each of the criteria in more depth. The more we work to internalize these conditions and recognize that only Hashem possesses them, the more strongly our reliance and trust in Hashem will come to be. Thank you for listening to Bitachon for Our Times. At every moment of every hour, there is no other force or power. Ein od milvado, efas zulaso.